So it's not whether lying down is better or sitting is better. It's nothing to do with that. So what is important is when they don't understand the real meditation, they use that so-called yardstick. Yardstick means what? Experience. But if you don't have the understanding, the experience to me is no use because it's a conditioned mind. When he developed that sitting, whether he do anapanasati or he could be focusing, going into absorption, calmness. That's why he said become more and more quiet, more and more still, then more and more joy. Of course, the piti, the sukha, all those things can come. So he thought this is progress, the yardstick. But you don't believe me, you tell him, if after he neglect training, no need to be long. 3 months. If he don't constantly sit, you go and ask him again, is he calm? Is he peaceful? Or is he back to the usual heedless, unenlightened being's behavior again? The thinking, the sankhara, the emotion, everything go back to square one. No change at all. No transformation at all. The real progress is different. We don't call it a yardstick. Maybe the word yardstick is not so appropriate. Some people use another word which is better. What is the measurement for progress? Yeah. Of course, measurement and use the yardstick to measure. You may think it's the same. But we are not talking about knowledge. We are not talking about meditative experience. We are talking about meditation. Why do you meditate? And what is meditation? Of course, meditation is a loose word, like I explained last time. But in the Buddhist sense, meditation is bhavana, mental training, meditative training to develop wisdom to free the mind. That is meditation. So if you want to develop that type of meditation, then it is the understanding and the wisdom that is the measurement or the word yesterday. To me, it's not all the experience, the various mind state, meditative experience that you go through. No use. You don't believe, you ask him to try. When they don't sit and don't train their mind, it's like Kung Fu or badminton, they deteriorate. Unless they had developed until very stable, with very good understanding, then at any one time, they can still gain back their ability to be in that state of mind. If they can do that until their daily mindfulness is within that meditative state, means throughout the day they are in that meditative state, then their sankhara is like no more. The best yardstick is you have less and less thought, more and more awareness. Then there is this awakening, direct seeing. There is this penetrative understanding of the Dhamma. Then you can live it. And you realize you have become different. You cannot do the thing that normal people used to do. And you cannot stir and react to sense experience, the like and dislike, the pleasant and unpleasant. All these mental hindrance, the sensual desire and ill will, they are like suddenly disappear from you. That is the real sign, the real measurement or understanding that you have transformed, you have progressed. Otherwise, it's just a conditioned state. That's why all this so-called sitting, a lot of people find it in and out of retreat. They do sitting, walking, chanting, retreat, long period. After that, they go back within 1 week, 2 weeks, they lost everything. Because without the daily mindfulness, without sati sampajana, without the true penetrative awakening and the understanding, you cannot be in the state of heedfulness in the midst of life. That's where they fail to develop the understanding of meditation. And meditation is not what people think. He thinks that is the yes state is not too bad. At least he experienced some form of calmness, peacefulness, subtle mind. Yeah? The breathing become more subtle, more peaceful. That is as if his life has changed, has improved. But this is a conditioned state. Always remember, like you practice and practice and practice, then you become skillful. That's it. Because you didn't develop the wisdom, the awakening. The real wisdom comes from listening attentively to the Dhamma, the true Dhamma. Then reflect, contemplate, inquiry, and understand. Do the first turning, second turning, and third turning, and go into life. The second turning is to go into life. The third turning also go into life because daily mindfulness, sati sampajana. That's why the clear comprehension of the domain of meditation is life itself. So the domain of meditation is also very important. Sincerity of purpose. You meditate for what? You cultivate to develop what? Wisdom. Not the fantastic experience. Not the fantastic meditative mind. That one without wisdom is still knowledge. A conditioned state. It can never free a person or liberate the mind. That's why that is thought-based meditation. That is repetitive, using method technique. Even those who do anapanasati, I already told you, the four foundation of mindfulness is very clear. After you finish anapanasati, you have to go into mindfulness of the four posture, followed by sati sampajana, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension. Means heedfulness in the midst of life. If you don't do this, you cannot penetrate. So what they are doing is only the first part, sitting. Can be any method, any technique. May not be anapanasati too. Even anapanasati, if you go into absorption, you go into focusing, concentration, develop all the jhana and all those things, you will not be able to come out of it. You will not be able to develop the real wisdom. But that was what the Bodhisattva Sakyamuni did before he became fully enlightened under the Bodhi tree. He followed the two teachers, Alara and Udaka. And they taught him all the jhanas until he realized the four form jhana and the four formless jhana. And he achieved them all. He realized that. But he knew he was still not enlightened. So all these are the understanding that people must have. If they don't have this understanding, they will end up become a normal cultivator. That's why I say this type of understanding or meditation is not easy. It's not something people can easily understand.